Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. If you've enjoyed carving a pumpkin into a ghostly jack-o'-lantern or spent a day out at your favorite roadside market or even noticed the pumpkin display in front of your local supermarket, you can thank the scientists and researchers in the Cucurbit Downy Mildew IPM Pipe Program. Yep, UK Extension plant pathologist Kenny Siebold says it's been in place for about 5 years now, and this season it saved our bacon. Actually, damage to produce crops, especially pumpkins.
Cucumbers, cantaloupes, watermelons, but the things that we really see a lot of damage on in Kentucky, you know, we have a pretty good-sized pumpkin industry, and we've got a pretty good-sized winter squash industry here. And these fall crops are the ones that tend to be a little bit more affected by it just by the nature of the way this disease moves.
This may sound familiar to farmers who've had to deal with blue mold in tobacco or soybean rust in beans. In fact, says Siebold, this pipe tracking system works much the same as efforts to deal with those wind-borne diseases.
What you want to do is know where the disease is. Of course, that's the tracking side of it, and then they can predict movement using some mathematical models and things like that. They can kind of predict where it's going to go. Once they have a line on where they know this stuff is headed, they can kind of predict what the risk to a certain area is going to be based on the local weather.
And this year, it arrived early in Kentucky.
It's a pretty serious problem. It's not an every year problem, but I would say in probably 3 out of 4 years we're going to see it, and probably 2 out of those 4 years we're going to have bad outbreaks.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
Your grandfather never went to college.
Hardly anybody did.
Neither did your dad.
I always wished I had.
But it's a different world today. To compete, you need a college degree. At knowhowtogoky.org, we'll show you what to do to prepare, how to find money to pay for it, even ways to work on your degree from home. So visit knowhowtogoky.org, and your family will start following in your footsteps.
You've made us proud.
Way to go, son.
Part of the unbridled spirit of Kentucky.
This season, that Cucurbit Downy Mildew IPM pipe program, says UK's Kenny Siebold, spotted the incoming threat early.
We began to see indications from this system that we were getting exposed to downy mildew right after the 4th of July, which is very, very early by Kentucky historical standards. We normally don't really worry too much about it till the end of July at the very earliest, and probably more like mid to late August before we really get exposed to it.
Siebold says typically extension agents alert growers of any incoming problems, which can be treated with effective but pricey crop protectants. If farmers don't have to use them, they don't. But in this case, says Siebold, action was necessary. Untreated crops were lost. Siebold says UK has plots in this warning system in Breathitt County, Lexington, and near Owensboro, and they sure paid off this season. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.